Cork today on C103. Text or WhatsApp Patricia with your comment. 086 2103 103.
And Jane Pickett of the Island Wood Veterinary Hospital in Newmarket joining me. Good afternoon to you, Jane.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm very well and you're very welcome. Let me get straight into questions. This is a question that actually came in last week and my apologies, I didn't get around to it, but the listener has very kindly sent it on again to say, question for Jane, please. Is it correct that hypochlorite is injurious to cats? I found a stray I used to feed dead in my shed. I had used bleach to wash out the shed. And I suppose it's worried that the bleach has in some way killed the cat.
So, yeah, high concentrations of bleach, I suppose, like to ourselves, it can be toxic if ingested. I think particularly at the moment, because we're all going mad with the cleaning, and rightly so, because everything needs to be spick and span to try and prevent COVID spreading. There has been a little bit of an upsurge in, let's say, poisoning cases or dogs and cats being unwell because they've eaten or drank disinfectant products. One thing I would say is you just need to be particularly careful. They can be very curious. They don't exactly know it's a bad thing for them, and actually, because a lot of these things are designed to smell nice in a way, they can sometimes not, let's say, smell too unappetizing to dogs and cats. Now, bleach is an interesting one. Generally, it's something that they won't go near if it's neat or even if it's diluted, because it, like to ourselves, it really doesn't smell very nice. But what we do see sometimes is if, let's say, a pet was on a wet floor or a floor that's been recently bleached at, let's say, quite a high concentration, if it's on their pads of their paws and they've walked around in it, let's say if you normally see a cat, they'll normally sit down at some point in the day, flop down and start licking themselves to groom themselves. They're very kind of fastidious little creatures, keep themselves clean. And if there's any bleach on those paws, if there is enough to cause any irritation and a poisoning, they may well lick it off the paws and lick it off their hair if they have been in contact. So that's the most common way that we would see bleach poisoning. But it can happen in many other ways. I suppose it never ceases to amaze me. Dogs and cats are incredibly clever creatures, except for when it comes to eating and drinking and things they shouldn't. I think just an extra element of caution.
But it is possible that the cat died from something else. I'd hate the person to be blamed.
Oh, absolutely.
Themselves.
Absolutely, 100%. It would be very rare, particularly if, let's say, you haven't seen the cat or dog getting into the bleach. It's very, very unlikely, because it does take a certain amount of these compounds to cause poisoning. The most likely thing is it probably passed away from other causes. And to be totally honest with you, cats, being kind of both a prey and a predator species, they are incredibly good at acting like they're absolutely fine, not giving their owners any clues that they're ill until they're really, really ill, because they're kind of pre-designed to put on a good face. Do you know what I mean? And not to show any signs of weakness. So when cats and dogs kind of when cats particularly stop kind of eating, drinking, look a little bit unwell, they're very unwell indeed.
Okay. Yeah, Joe has a question that I think other listeners might identify with. Joe and her partner are coming out of cocooning next Monday, so we'll be going out and about. Their dog has not been out for a long walk for ages, apart from they have a field that they've been exercising the dog on. So he has been getting loads of exercise. But from Monday, they're planning on heading out on the road to go for a longer walk. They're wondering, will the dog react differently to seeing other people, as he hasn't been out in public and met up with other people since they started cocooning back in March?
Yeah, potentially, particularly if your dog is a very kind of people person dog, if he's kind of the life and soul of the party and he sees other people and he gets all excited and wants to say hello. Obviously, we still need to maintain our distance, so be really, really mindful of your dog kind of dragging you up to other people and getting within the 2 meter distance, so just be a little bit extra careful. But yeah, like ourselves, we're all excited to kind of see each other for the first time in a long time, albeit from a great distance, as is required to kind of to prevent any spread. But yes, I would say take extra caution, put your dog on a lead and be aware of people around you, because he may well get overexcited and want to go off on a big run. Another word of warning is about the road. I've seen lots of people out, even in my local area, with no high-vis on with their dogs, and or they may be wearing high-vis and their dog is, let's say, trotting in front of them. You can't see the dog. So if you have any kind of high-vis that you can put on your dog, either as a collar if it's getting a little bit dull, or else keep your dog on a short lead when he's walking with you so that he's right next to you wearing high-vis. 5 is, then that can prevent lots of road traffic accidents. It's just, I can see there's a lot of people enjoying their freedom a little bit more and taking the dogs out, and you can't see them on the road. The other thing is, your dog may not be as fit as you expect, so just be aware if he hasn't been doing a lot of walking like you would have normally been doing, just let him do what he feels comfortable with doing. You'll need to work up his fitness slowly again, just like ourselves.
Okay, could you ask Jane the vet, please, why would my Bichon Frise be shaking his head a lot? That's from Mary.
Ah, so that could potentially be an ear infection. So shaking the head is actually one of the main signs of itchiness within the ears. You can imagine it's very frustrating. I suppose if we had an itchy ear, we could just put our hand up and itch it, whereas for a dog it's a little bit more challenging. Sometimes we'll see them trying to itch it with their back feet, but a lot of the time the main way that they can relieve any discomfort and maybe shake it up a little bit is by shaking the head. I think this definitely warrants attention from a vet. So have a chat to them and potentially get booked in for an appointment, if that's possible. It could be a few things. The most common thing is a simple little ear infection, and it can be solved with medication. Other things that are really common are ear mites, so a little parasite that lives down in the ear and it just wriggles about and causes quite a lot of irritation. So I think either way, you need to speak to your vet about that and get some treatment sorted, because it can be quite incessantly annoying for the little dog, and we want them to be nice and comfortable.
Yeah, because it is a normal for head shaking. He's shaking it for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, okay. Exactly. There's always a reason.
All right, Jane, listen, thank you for that. We'll chat again next week. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Jane Pickett, who is with the Islandwood Veterinary Hospital in Newmarket, part of the Mill Street Veterinary Group. Back answering the questions again next Thursday. Okay.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never-ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.